We're talking about ads, whether it's Google AdWords or Facebook ads, mm-hmm. when they make sense for your company, if they make sense for your company to do both versus one over the other. And I'm Sally, I handle the Google AdWords.
And I'm Kitsia, I handle all the other ads.
Yeah, like the social ads. Every other ad in the world.
Yeah, Facebook ads specifically, mainly.
So the differences between those two worlds are vast. First and foremost is the dollar amount. For our clients that are on a much tighter budget, the Facebook ads seem to work a lot better for them because the dollar can go a whole heck of a lot farther than in Google ads. Just as an example, I could spend $100 on Google AdWords that I could probably spend 10 bucks with Facebook ads. Yeah, to reach the same kind of goal. There are other differences. I think targeting in social is different.
So for Facebook, you can hyper-target. So location, zip code, specifically a mile radius, 2 to 3 miles. I think it's the minimum amount for radius. Different countries, so you're not locked into just the U.S. for Google or anything else.
Income levels?
Income levels, if you want to be that segregated in your product, yeah. Minimum income level of like, I think it's 45,000. So anything like over 50 or 500,000. So yeah, you can really mess around in there to find that one specific type of person. So demographic, hypo.
That's what I wish we had with Google ads, is to be able to target business owners specifically, or you know how many employees they have in their business. The amount that company makes every year, I think that type of hyper-targeting is ingenious, and you can really only do that type of targeting with Facebook.
So it's a bit scary, considering all that info that Facebook does have on you.
Yeah.
They can use it pretty much however they want in regards to like a company, like how I can use them. So
yeah,
just a weird tidbit there.
They know everything. And it's important to know that Google, you can still hyper-target as well. It's just a different type. You can, of course, do your areas, your focuses. You can do placement ads, and instead of showing your ads on the Google search engine list, you can choose different websites and blogs that a picture ad will show up on. You have a lot more variety in the types of ads that you show in Google. I believe it to be more powerful in that aspect. Whereas in Facebook, I believe it's more powerful in targeting. So it just depends on your business. No business is the same, nor should it be. Just like your ad strategy should not be, you know, the same as the next guy's. It really needs to be catered towards what your goals are and then also what your budget is.
A lot of research into both should go into it. 'Cause if you put down U.S., for example, Illinois, people who like Chevys, that's going to get you like 5 million people in Illinois or whatever it may be, a huge number. And you're not, the amount of money that you spend on Facebook is minimal to get a certain amount of reach. But if you spend $5 a day, you're not going to reach all 5 billion of those people. So that's where hyper-tagging also comes in handy. You reduce the pool and your money goes a lot farther.
Right, so your ads show to the people that you want, your specific customers instead of everybody. Because products and services, they're not right for everybody, they're right for a specific type of clientele. And those are the people that should be seeing your ads and not anyone else.
More likely to convert.
Yeah, otherwise you're just wasting money for everyone to see, so.
For sure.
But yeah. I think that's like the tip of the iceberg as far as when to choose between social ads, Facebook ads, or Google ads. We could really dive in for hours on that topic, but that's basically your tip of the iceberg for that convo. If you do have any questions, we are real people with real phone numbers and email addresses, and you can reach out anytime to ask us or in the comments.
And if you Facebook us.
Yes, and share, you know, comment, like, and share.
Subscribe right here.
Right here.
Right there.
Awesome.
Cut.